Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whether you got one on your mind or you got one in front of you that you're operating, we got something you can read or listen, ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Something we've got on the website will help you, whether you got a challenge or an opportunity. Ryan Blair is our guest, our new friend. He's the author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain. It's about the transformation that he made from being a gang member to being a multimillionaire young entrepreneur in America, creating thousands of jobs. Ryan, congratulations on your success. Congratulations on the transformation you made. I want to congratulate the mentors who helped you turn that around. In the previous segment, we talked about that experience in your life, that time in your life. Now let's talk about going forward. What is your advice to people who are running businesses right now? They've got Main Street businesses, and they're trying to find their way in this new 21st century normal. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a complex question because there's a variety of different types of businesses out there. You know, I'll tell everyone, you know, whether there's various management principles, hiring and firing principles that I've learned. You know, my company, Visala Sciences, you know, went from near bankruptcy in December of 2009. We were down to $600,000 a month and losing about $600,000 a month. And now we're up to over $20 million a month and making a significant profit. So I know what it's like to go through a recession, to struggle as a small business owner. You know, and I got first piece of advice is don't ever give up. And then second piece of advice is you got to constantly try to refine your business model until you find the new model or the new message or the new approach to the new consumer and the new economy that we live in. Mm-hmm. And once you find it, you know, it's a very special thing because a lot of other people are just sitting there on the sidelines or, you know, they're not adapting. And if you're the first to adapt, you'll have, you know, quite a success as we got at Visalis.
Well, and of course, once you find it, you can't fall in love with it because whatever you find is not going to last very long. There's going to be something, it's going to be different in about 3 to 6 months, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, in my book, I have a quote, there's a quote that if you're sitting on the right, says if you're on the right track, if you sit there, you're going to get run over.
Right.
So you got to constantly move.
Well, one of the things that I like to say, Ryan, is it's okay to fall in love today in the 21st century. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Everything's changing. You know, the pace of technology and, you know, the new communication skills and the aptitude of the listener and the reader, and, you know, it's all changing because of Twitter, because of how connected our society is. And, you know, a lot of times that's frustrating for an entrepreneur, but that's also an advantage to many of them. In fact, you know, my company's leveraged social media significantly, and while other people are saying, you know, the world's changed, they don't understand anymore, we're seeking to understand the new world.
How are you using social media to your advantage?
Well, you know, I'm on Facebook and Twitter constantly. So if anyone wants to connect with me there on my Facebook page, it's my Twitter page is at Ryan Blair. My Facebook page is facebook.com/RyanBlair.fans, and all that's on my website. But we train our sales reps, which is thousands of them, to constantly share their life, share their use of our product, but talk about their lifestyle, talk about how, you know, really sell around the product, not necessarily to sell the product directly. So we have tens of thousands of people sharing their testimonies, you know, talking about the lifestyle that they've achieved through the weight loss products that we have and the other products. So there's a variety of things. I also own a mobile application company called FragMob.com that has got tens of thousands of people utilizing mobile technology to manage their businesses. You know, I've done a lot of technology investing. In fact, that's my primary focus as an investor.
Well, one of the things what you were just talking about, I think is important for folks to realize, is that people who do business with you increasingly are going to seek your, not just the value you deliver, but the values you demonstrate. What do you think?
you know, all the time. And it's funny, I get people writing in to me on Facebook and the other networks, and, you know, some of them disagree with certain things I say, and, you know, and that's fine. And some of them, you know, give me a bravo and or want to have a nice, healthy debate about it. So I constantly do online, you know, anything goes, questions and answers on my Facebook page just to, you know, let people know who I am.
How do you find time to do all that and run a company and or two as well? How do you find the time to do all that?
Yeah, you know, nowadays with internet on the plane, I get to do it on the plane. So, in fact, as a CEO of a very large company, I'm now in a place where I can be more of a communicator and spend more time making sure I communicate with my customers and my distributors, whereas in the past, you know, I think I was working more in my business than on it. Now I get to work more on it.
That's a real important thing for any small business CEO to realize, isn't it? That they need to be moving towards working on the business, not as much in the business.
Yeah, you should spend 70% of your time working on the business, 30% of your time in it, so that way you never lose touch of the feel of the people of what's going on. And that should be your goal to move toward that. That's not easy when you're first starting out. Believe me, I know. You know, it's probably vice inverse, or some entrepreneurs are working 99% in the business, meaning rolling the trucks, doing the installation, serving the customers, versus working on it, thinking strategy, thinking long-term goals, thinking how you're going to get to your end in mind.
The book is called Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain. NothingToLose.com. Is that right, Ryan?
Yep.
And your other website, your Vaisalas website is what?
Yeah, you can go to Body, B-O-D-Y, by, V-I, bodybyvi.com. Okay. It's our weight loss company and our 90-day challenge.
Thanks, Ryan. Will you come back another day?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
Yeah. Enjoyed having you here. Thanks a lot. Ryan Blair, folks. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.